You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State fam? Eddie Greer once again for the Purple Project Podcast Daily in prime time. Of course, this will be up tomorrow, first thing sometime in the morning. I'm literally recording this just before I have to hop on to Angel 95's coverage of Flint Hills Christian School basketball. Late night edition. This is going to be fun. But anyways, real quick here, I want to update you guys here on what took place at Bramlage Coliseum. K-State ladies basketball taking on 11th ranked Kentucky Wildcats, the Battle of the Wildcats, and the Bluegrass Wildcats taking down the Mighty Purple in this one, 60-49, in which a game at K-State Jeff Mitty's squad led by double digits in the first half. And this was nipped and tucked throughout the game until the fourth quarter. Kentucky stretching it out, making a late run there and putting it into any upset hopes for the K-State ladies basketball team. Christy Carr leading the squad with 15 points. She was 5 of 14 from the field. And this one, yeah, Kentucky coming in here with most of their ladies back from the squad, and they showed why. Obviously, Kentucky, a basketball school, obviously. I mean, yes, they've been on the rise in football here and there, but obviously Kentucky, you know, they're taking a step back this year in football, but they've always had a good basketball team, and they showed why. I mean, you have to close out good teams, and K-State had numerous chances to do that. That seemed to be the theme as of late with our sports programs. As of late, you get a lead, especially when you lead all day, have an opportunity, and all of a sudden you can't hold it. You got to learn to close out games if you're going to beat. This could have been a big time win for Jeff Mitty this evening, and it turned out to be not a 17-8 out. They were outscored. K-State was 17-8 in the fourth quarter. That's not going to get it done if you're going to take down that type of opponent. This was not a conference game. This was out of conference game. This would have been huge for K-State's resume. Obviously, K-State falling to 1-1. But the biggest story for K-State, though, Ayoka Lee got hurt in this ball game, ankle injury. I listened to quite a bit of this game actually on the road on the way back from work. So Ayoka Lee, who had 17 points in the opener against Southern, got hurt very early in this game. They missed her, but yeah, other girls stepped up. Taylor Lauterbach had some good playing minutes in this game. Obviously, Ashley Ray, Rachel Rinke, other girl, the score, double digits, 12 points, 2 of 7 from 3-point range. Chrissy Carr was 4 of 9 from the 3-point land. Laura Mackey had herself a game, probably one of her best games as a K-Stater, 8 points, had a big 3 in the first half. Had 3 rebounds in his ball game. So, yeah, I mean, there's talent. I mean, that's a huge. I don't know the extent of the injury. I'm sure Jeff Mitty will inform all of us, the media and the fans, about it. But that's a huge loss there. Ayoka Lee, if they have her in the lineup and her production, this could have been a K-State upset. I mean, he only lost by 11 points, but yeah, 17-8 from Ayoka Lee. Whew, this would have been an upset, but Kentucky pulls it away and pulls it out, 60-49 at Bramlage Coliseum tonight here in Manhattan, Kansas. And of course, football, the finale. And before I kind of wrap that up real quick, you're wondering why we're only recording a daily show, because the fact that I have to do this ball game, I am with Angel 95. I did Foothills games last year. I'm doing it again this year, so I had to do a little switcheroo tonight. But we will get that figured out as we speak right now. So chances are, good chances are, you're going to hear us, me and Alex, on Saturday night to do a full football recap, because this is obviously K-State's last game and they have to ride the ship. I mean, this is big for them. Who is going to play more? Who's going to have a heart? Who's going to be even focused and play this ball game? Texas or K-State? Hopefully our guys in purple will step up to the challenge and do that. I mean, they played well against Baylor, and that's well documented, and I'm sure I will bring that up during the football wrap-up show this weekend. So, but I want to bring that up. K-State, Texas at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Fox, if I'm not mistaken. That's with Gus and Joe in the gang. 11 a.m. So K-State has an opportunity to get this thing at 500. They don't. It's going to be, I don't care if this season counts or not, folks. K-State Nation, 4-6. That's bad. Taste your map. I don't care. I don't think that's a step forward. I think that's a step in the wrong direction. I mean, I wish we did the weekly episode tonight, but I mean, 4-6, that doesn't tell me that we're going in the right direction. I mean, last year we overachieved and got 8 wins. Should have been really double-digit wins last year, but let Navy slip away, and then, of course, West Virginia slip away. So, the football finale, Saturday, 11 a.m., Texas comes to town, and This is a lot of storylines going to be coming out of this game. That is for sure, K-State fam. Hopefully, we'll be up to the task and knock off the Longhorns on Saturday afternoon. This is Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you next time on the show. Go Cats!
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.